Hey, thanks for listening to this Joy podcast. If you like what we do and you listen to our podcast on a regular basis, it's time to put your money where your ears are. It's Radiothon. Go to joy.org.au, become a member or donate and keep us out loud and proud so we can make more of the stuff you like.
Broadway icon John Cameron Mitchell channels the essence of his glam rock icon, Hedwig and the Angry Inch, for one night only at Arts Centre Melbourne this July. So put on some makeup, turn up the A-track and pull the wig down from the shelf. John Cameron Mitchell, July 10 at Arts Centre Melbourne. Book now. Joy sponsor.
Listening to Chicks Talking Footy live from Etihad Stadium, where the Saints and Swans are going head-to-head for the annual AFL Pride Match. You're on Joy 94.9, sponsored by the AFL.
Welcome to the Chicks Talking Footy broadcast of the AFL Pride Game on Joy 94.9. We have two very special guests with us. It's Fiona and Breeza is joining us now. Emily Rowe, transgender football player, and Pat Miller, from the Blue Roos LGBTI supporter group of the North Melbourne Football Club. Welcome, both of you.
It's so exciting to be here, isn't it?
Very much. Honour and a pleasure.
Always a pleasure to speak to both of you. Now, Emily, who do you play for now? Last time we spoke to you, you were playing for the Shepherd and Bears.
Currently this year I'm running around taking lazy hangers for the St Kilda Sharks.
And lazy hangers?
Lazy hangers.
Right. Yeah. Well, you know, I'm actually holding down full forward at the moment because of my massive masculine frame, according to Chris Judd, so...
Which, if you saw Emily, is quite funny. She's shorter than myself.
Stumpy legs. Yeah. There's a bit of spring in them still.
Now, you know, there's been a lot, as you say, Chris Judd's had a lot to say about transgender football players, and Hannah Mountsey, of course, has been in the media a lot. What's it like at the moment with that climate playing for, you know, in a women's team in the in your local club?
It's actually, like, it does play on the back of your mind a lot. You don't know whether you're going to be accepted. When there's all this discourse around apparently having all these physical advantages that just because of the body we're born in, despite the fact of hormone replacement therapy or whatever, it does make you concerned that there is going to be issues. And I was involved in an incident last weekend where I bumped a player. She fell awkwardly, suffered a pretty bad injury. And it was really difficult to keep my mind on the game for the rest of the day because I thought that that was going to reflect on me, no matter how often her teammates tried to reassure that that was just football.
Yeah, I know Hannah said in one of her blogs or pieces that, you know, obviously if she has a bad game, that's bad, but she also starts to question herself if she has too much of a good game. Because then people start to think she's got an advantage or something like that. So it must be hard to concentrate and enjoy the game when that's going on.
Ultimately, I just want to play football because I want to have fun with my mates. Mm. And I don't want to be held back. And when you're playing at a community level as well, it shouldn't even really matter whether we've been on hormone replacement therapy, whether we've had surgeries, anything like that. I mean, if you're a woman, you're a woman and you play women's football. And as far as I've been able to find, both at Shepherd and Bears and St Kilda Sharks, all my teammates really seem to like having me around. Mm. It's definitely not because of my football skills. They're pretty ordinary. So, you know, it must be something more than just that. It's being part of an environment and a club where you can build lifelong relationships and friendships that, you know, transcend sport in the end.
Yeah, I want to talk about that, Emily, because I want to touch on the positive story. So tonight is obviously the third of the AFL Pride game. So, from your view, what have been some of the positive stories that have come out of having a game like tonight?
It shows that everything that starts at grassroots level will end up multiplying and growing and creating something so much bigger. When the whole concept of Pride Cup started 5 years ago up in Yarra Glen, it was so the boys that played with Jason Ball could show him that he's loved and cared for. And for it to snowball from that to have the game out in Hamilton last year with the VFLW moving into the AFL now, it's also seen rise to all of these amazing coterie groups and supporters groups at AFL clubs supporting the LGBTIQA+ community, like the amazing stuff that Pat has done.
Oh, stop.
amazing stuff that Pat has done at North Melbourne. It all kind of snowballs from that, and it gets to the stage where the AFL has to recognise that we are a big part of football and we deserve to be included. We deserve to be a part of it, whether it's as players, as coaches, as umpires, or just fans.
Yeah, wonderful. And speaking of Pat, so you are the president of the Blue Roos.
I prefer emperor, well, but president's
look,
okay.
The thing I like about when you start something yourself, you can give yourself your own title. So I'm the CEO of... No.
Volks Pride, yeah.
Well, you're wearing a Swans jumper tonight.
Yeah,
so
I know. So many hats. So
I'll
many
tell you
hats.
What, if this is not a statement of inclusion, I do not know what it is. Now, Pat, you have set up the Blue Roos. Now, The Blueberries have been around for how long? About 4 or 5?
I know it's been longer than that. This is our 6th year.
Right,
yeah.
Okay.
We're fortunate enough to be the first coterie group to be officially aligned with the club, and it's been a relationship we've really enjoyed building with them. Obviously, you know, you're only as successful as people you work with, and I'm very lucky that between the other Blueberries and the club itself, we've had this wonderful relationship and really doing fabulous work.
So, Pat, obviously you're a North Melbourne supporter, and we won't talk about today's match.
Yeah, but, let's leave that alone.
We'll leave that alone. But being not a supporter of either club tonight, why was it important for you to come tonight?
Tonight, just looking around us here, it's such an incredible celebration. I mean, for those of us, those who've heard us speaking on Chicks Talking Footy, one of my favourite things to listen to ever. The thing I love about the whole AFL Pride Network is the extraordinary people I've met. Don't get me wrong, and to quote Jason Twas on Machine, I hate your teams, but I love these people so much. And to see them all in the one room at one night coming together. I mean, there's about 10 Blueberries here, all of whom would like to be sitting in a corner crying after the demolition at the Cattery this afternoon. But they've all got, you know, their scarves on, they've, you know, dried their tears and come out to support the wider Pride Network, and they're so excited to be here, as am I.
Yeah, and I think that's very rare that there's a game that attracts supporters from, you know, most clubs to it. This would be, you know, one of them on the calendar that does that.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah.
For me,
I can't think of any others.
Yeah, maybe the Indigenous round. I'm not sure, but
and that big one in the end of September. What's that?
The grand final. Yeah. But the other great thing that started to happen, as you say, I hate your teams, but I love you, is that we've formed what's called the AFL Pride Collective. And, you know, there's been times we've sat in the boardroom of the AFL and helped influence policy around the way the AFL does include our community. Yeah, why do you think that's important, and where do you see that going?
I mean, there have been times when we've sat around with the AFL Pride group, the network, and I've actually had to pinch myself that we're making history. I mean, it's exactly as Em just said, you know, when it started off, kicking a footy around Yarra Glen, you know, all those years ago, to where we are now. This is, you know, a main, you know, mainstream game where there's more rainbow flags and footballs. You know, it's extraordinary that we've made this progression in this time, because people have cared and people have acknowledged that change needed to happen. And I'm, you know, every time it drives me nuts trying to put, you know, to put all the work in to send out emails to get people along to games. I think that there are somebody listening, watching, whose lives will be so much better than ours were during this process, that there are kids who will feel included from the word go, that they can go to the footy. And it's such a privilege to share that process.
Definitely.
With all these wonderful people around us here tonight.
Football and sport transcends every culture and aspect of our society. And the fact that I've been able to bring a transgender friend to the game tonight who, as a transgender woman, this is the first time she's felt comfortable to go out in public as who she really is, as a woman, to come to an AFL match.
Mm.
And when you think that we can create that space where she can be who she really is through football, shows just how much power this kind of things can have.
Snaps for us. Seriously, it's amazing work.
And you think back to when Blueberry started 6 years ago, I mean, you probably never would have envisioned what's happened in the last 5 years.
Oh, absolutely not. And particularly as the changes that have happened at Arden Street, particularly in the last 18 months, are so colossal. Like, we've gone from being, you know, a sort of wooden spoon footy team, one seniors footy team, to now we have our own VFL team. We have this amazing women's team that, by the way,
I know, you recruited well over the last...
I wouldn't call it recruiting. There's probably a better term that I'll, you know, think...
Coaching,
we're
stealing.
Building an empire. Like, these women are going not just
stealing.
To take the flag. I wasn't going to say that. But the work of Laura Kane and the rest of the AFLW team has been extraordinary. They've created this... And the way that the Blue Roos has been part of that from the start has meant the whole culture around the VFL and the AFLW team have changed. They're such a positive, it's just inclusive, and that's impacted the entire North Melbourne community.
Yeah. And
in a great way.
So. Yeah, Laura Kane's done great work, and Emily, it's great that your friend is here today, and those individual stories is why we do hold these Pride games, and we want to thank you both for coming on to the AFL Pride game broadcast, and
wouldn't have missed it,
enjoy the rest of the game tonight.
Thank you.
Thank you so much.
You're listening to Chicks Talking Footy on Joy 94.9.
Thanks for listening to a Joycast from Joy 94.9. You can find more Joycasts and show blogs. Go to joy.org.au.